Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
I think we're stretching it on that mature part. For WRJZ Joy Radio, 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, all over the world at WRJZ.com. So good to have you along. Here we go as we get started. 74 sticky degrees, I mean. As Mike Witcher would say, air you can wear.
Mike,
can you breathe out there? By the way, ragweed's popping up. So,
what day is it, Mike?
Some of my friends, including my mother-in-law,
you can hear me.
Oh,
guess what today is?
Ragweed.
Listen, guess what today is?
But it's still hump day, isn't it?
Listen, guess what today is?
Please, Susie, tell us.
Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, it is hump day.
It's hump day.
6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. Medic is doing something special this week. We'll talk more about it on Friday. But my friend Christy Altman told us that Medic Regional Blood Donor Center needs your help to honor Dolly Parton's legacy. Medic's Skip the Gift program for September and October will benefit Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. So donors could choose to skip their T-shirt or monthly incentive, which, you know, that's not why you're going there. But anyway, but then in doing that, you donate $5 automatically because you skipped the gift. Medic Regional Blood Donor Center, located on Ayler Avenue. In other locations, mobily, throughout East Tennessee. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Back with more in just a few moments. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
Morning prayer and coffee to spare. It's the Bob Bell Show. Rise and shine and get ready to face the day.
Love that. Joy Radio, Mrs. Bell and I had a great date last night for our 42nd wedding anniversary. I say last night. You know, when you're at this stage of life, generally speaking, and I get up at 3:26 in the morning, so I'm going to go to bed early, right? Which means we go to supper early. Now, we didn't do it like a lot of people. They go at 4:30. I mean, it's like, we at least waited until 5:10, okay? So, headed out in 95-degree weather at 5:10 in the afternoon, nice air-conditioned vehicle. Cruised into the restaurant, saw a lot of people we knew. One of our favorite servers of all time, Bryson, was our server last night. He's just a joy. He has a smile a mile wide. He's just full of joy. He's endured all kinds of hardships. He's a student at the University of Tennessee in business. He's working hard. He's going to own things one day. Better get to know this young man by the name of Bryson. And I won't share with you his last name, but Bryson's going to do okay. He knows how to treat people. You could watch how he's a server at a restaurant. And he loves it. He takes it seriously. He knows there's other things ahead, but he blooms where he's planted. Now, isn't that something? And may I say that says something about his parents, especially his mom. His mom mostly raised him. And he reverences his mom. But he's every bit a man, and he's had some great male influences in his life, you can tell. And he talks about them, too. Uncles and people that are coaches and teachers and people that meant something to him. But you just look at a guy like that, he's going somewhere. In a few years, it might be Bryson for president. You don't know. Could be. He's got all the attributes. I mean, very, very smart, intelligent young person, but also knows how to listen. Anyway, just one of those people. Thought I'd make that, and Mrs. Bell and I had a great time. I crawled into bed last night before I went to sleep. I thanked her for being my wife. You ever do that, guys? Hey, thank you for being my wife. You could have chose otherwise, you know, but you said I do back in 1984. So praise God. For WRJZ Joy Radio, have I told you the story about Pheidippides? So Pheidippides, in 490 BC, very important when it comes to you strain forward toward the mark, the high calling of Christ, putting those things that are behind you, going for the higher prize. As our friend Paul wrote about, maybe he knew about Pheidippides, I don't know. A runner that was trained in Athens, named Pheidippides, went on a mission to seek help and try to get some help against the invading Persian army. Pheidippides left a place called Marathon for the city of Sparta. Sparta was 26 miles away from Marathon. Under religious law at that time, he could not get the needed help until after the next full moon. So on September 4th, he ran 26 miles again. As you know, this is September 2nd, so he did it September 2nd, 2 days later. Runs another marathon, that is 26 miles. The Athenians were able to win the Battle of Marathon, even though they didn't get the needed help in time. Wounded, Pheidippides jumped on the road again, running back to Athens to carry the good news of the victory. Pheidippides, his last words were, "Rejoice, we are victorious." Then he expired. In honor of Pheidippides, the 26-mile marathon became part of the Olympic Games, held in Athens in 1896. How about that? The Boston Marathon was held for the first time a year later. But that's where the marathon comes from. From Marathon to Athens, Pheidippides went to get help, expending every bit of energy he had to his last breath. And he simply ran the last marathon to tell everybody, "We are victorious." It's amazing. For WRJZ Joy Radio, a lot of you are wondering, won't you say much about the Clancy trial? I just don't have thoughts on that, folks. There's a woman that strangled and killed her three kids. Psychotic depression is said to be the reason by the defense lawyers. And I have many thoughts on that I could share with you. I don't want to. You don't want, you as listeners to WRJZ, you're smart enough to know that those kids are still gone. And their lives are worth something. I'm not about revenge. I'm about doing what is correct. The Bible says in the last days that moms will lose their natural affection for their children even. That women will lose their natural affection for their husbands. Start having affections that are unnatural for each other. You see pink t-shirts and protests and things like this, all supporting her, even though she killed three children. So, that's the last I'm going to say about that. The Tyler Robinson trial, what don't you say about that? Well, Fox News will cover it. There's going to be a trial. Up until yesterday, it wasn't even clear whether he'd be put on trial. I don't understand this world. I do understand this. Here we are on the second day of September. It is hot today. But have you noted that in the Caribbean and in areas where the beaches are and so forth, very little talk of tropical storms or hurricanes? There's only Edward now that's made landfall and it's causing issues, but so far we have one tropical storm. If I'm not mistaken, we don't have any hurricanes so far this season. Now, there's still this month and next month before it's over. 18 minutes after 6, our weather coming up in a few moments, traffic as well at WRJZ Joy Radio.
bringing culture and decorum to the airwaves. Right. It's the Bob Bell Show.
So we do get up and go to work. Let's get going for WRJZ. You ready?
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Good morning. It's now 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. WRJZ Joy Radio, the Bob Bell Show. 74 sticky degrees. Talking about local issues here. Do you know that in that road rage incident where there were shots fired, Mr. Claybo, there were no charges filed? Now, I'm sitting here reading through this, and it says this, the following. Somebody on a motorcycle, as it happened near Tazewell Pike and Sanders Drive, the department first said detectives were investigating a shooting shortly after it happened. This is Sunday night.
Yes, I heard about that.
8 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
Officials gave an update on the investigation. The investigation so far determined that the occupants of a motorcycle and a passenger were engaged in a prolonged road rage situation when the two parties exchanged gunfire. So there was... The passenger left the scene after the shooting, but was located a short time later in Blount County. Know what he's doing there. The motorcycle driver, who hasn't been identified, is said to be in stable condition, University of Tennessee Medical Center. Representatives with the KPD also said everyone involved in the shooting has been tracked down, but no one has been charged. However, the investigation is still going. So wouldn't you charge something?
You got to charge somebody with something.
I mean, you can't just shoot.
That's road rage.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just shoot.
No, you can't do
Well, since they both shot at each other, nobody else was hurt. No, that's not how it works.
I mean, if you miss, where are those bullets going to go?
Oh, yeah, they got to come somewhere, don't they?
There's residential areas around there, apartments and stuff like that, and somebody could be parked. You could hit them and not know it.
Bottom line, it's against the law.
Of course.
Regardless. You know, you don't go outside. And I've had police officers tell me this, because some people have done this to celebrate, go outside and just shoot straight up in the air.
Oh, that's real smart.
I mean, those projectiles have to come down at some point in time.
What goes up?
I mean, for heaven's sakes. Plus, you know, what if there is a low-flying craft of some kind? I mean, you just don't. When you have guns, I'm all for the Second Amendment and having guns to protect yourself and be ready for and hunt and whatever else, but mostly guns are to protect yourself. But I'm also for people using them responsibly. All right, a couple of things I want to say. You heard my good friend Jeremiah LaDodge giving me information about Iguani Farms. We're going to be at Fostering Hope TN on September 14th. Broadcasting live, 6 to 8 a.m. Hopefully that Monday morning we'll get Jenny out there at Iguani Farms, as she has in years past, and celebrate Fostering Hope. These kids that find a home, find a place, find food, find clothing, find also from Fostering Hope TN, more importantly, school supplies, practical things that help get them through the school year. So Fostering Hope TN started by a family at some point in time. They just decided God has blessed them with resources. They're going to use those resources to make sure foster kids have a place, a time, a thing, something where they're able to be able to count on at least clothing and a backpack and suitcase rather than putting their clothing in a garbage bag. And I love that. So Matlock Tire and Iguani Farms, all a part of that. Iguani Farms, your title sponsor of our live broadcast remote, 6 to 8 a.m., Monday, September 14th, there at Iguani Farms. It's going to be a beautiful day. Friday, September 11th, we'll continue to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the attack on the United States. And hope and pray that we're learning lessons, whether we're in Knoxville, Tennessee, or in Dearborn, Michigan, and everywhere else in between, please. We are still, in some ways, under attack. And I'm not trying to be an alarmist, But are we on our knees praying? Are we going before the Lord? Are we humbling ourselves and then rising up to take the proper action, leading people to Christ, leading people to the truth, that is, the Word of God? Meanwhile, 1666 on this date, 1666, that's one in three sixes, was the first day in the start of the Great Fire of London. In the Great Fire of London, more than 13,000 houses burned. I didn't know that. 1666. I know I learned something about it in, you know, history class. Al Spalding was born on this date in 1850. Al Spalding. What do you think he came up with? Well, he was a baseball Hall of Fame pitcher from later on in the 1800s, of course, with the Boston Red Stockings, the Chicago White Stockings. He founded Spalding Sporting Goods. Spalding. Wasn't that the ball that Tom Hanks was screaming at during Castaway? Spalding. The great Adolph Rupp was born on this date in 1901, basketball, University of Kentucky. Head coach with a record of, listen to this, 876 to 190 over four decades. And that's when they played fewer games per season back then. He died in 1977, Adolph Rupp. I remember seeing some of his teams come to Knoxville when I was a little boy. Then when Joe B. Hall took over, they were still really great. I went to the Joe B. Hall basketball camp for Kentucky. I was invited. So Jeff Hauser and I got to go when we were freshmen in high school. And we met Melvin Turpin, 7'4". We played on the same team as Phil Cox. So who's Phil Cox? Well, you may know him as a middle school principal here in East Tennessee in the Jefferson County school system. But Phil Cox at 5'10" back then, I got a rebound. I don't know how I got a rebound from Melvin Turpin, but somehow I got that one fell in my lap, I think. And I saw Phil Cox running down the court on my team. He was out ahead of everybody, and I threw it to him. And he dunked it. And I went, what am I doing here? What is a football player doing in an all-star game with Phil Cox and Melvin Turpin? Man, those guys were good. But he's a good guy, good educator, always has been. WRJZ, Joy Radio. Even though he played for Vanderbilt later, I'll forgive him of that. It's okay. For WRJZ coming up, we're going to ask you a question for a chance for you to win Jesus in the End Times from Dr. Robert Jeffers. This is a hardback edition. Also, Morning by Morning from Bill Neff, from a great devotional Charles Spurgeon has put out, as he's now boiled it down where you can go day by day, all 365 days of the year. I'm going to give you a chance to win both of those. Here's the Bob's challenge of the day before we go to news. What famous NFL quarterback was also known for his gospel singing? We'll play it coming up a little bit later on, then get you to guess who it is. Whoever it is, he's 78 today. Do you know? So the number is 865-342-5620. You can even answer it during the news if you want to. This newscast brought to you by Guardian Investment Advisors. Talk to my friend, Gary Thurman. He'll show you what's next for the Stage of Life. And don't forget, their show comes on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 92.3 and AM 760 WETR.
Another reason to tune in this September.
I have two daughters that listen, and it's just never have to worry about having it on.
Joy Radio.
Keep all of my birds. Yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave.
Yeah.
He has all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy because I've got Jesus.
For WRJZ, good morning.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what the Bible says. Welcome in and good morning at WRJZ. If you haven't taken a look anytime recently at our prayer requests, there's a wonderful lady by the name of Barbara who's requesting prayer for a friend of hers looking for a job. There may be several others that you know. One lady named Ashley is asking for prayer for her father. There are many others. You may want to put your prayer request at WRJZ.com. Look for the prayer request or prayer wall up on the tab, and it'll give you a little form to fill out. Believe me, it's less than 30 seconds. Even for people like me, it doesn't take long. 72 degrees at WRJZ. Now, starting tomorrow night, we're going to be having, of course, Carson Newman Eagle football. I know it's all supposed to be on Saturdays, but we've had Thursday games to start with, and then we're back to normal. We will join the game at 6:30 live on the air at 102.5 and AM 620 and 99.5. At WRJZ.com, you can stream it. That is a streaming situation. You'll be able to stream it at WRJZ.com. So there you are, starting at 5 o'clock. But on the air, terrestrially, as we say, the traditional way that I like to listen, AM 620 and 102.5 FM, 99.5, it's all going to be right after Growing for Life. That's how it's going to happen. So for WRJZ Joy Radio, 102.5 FM, we're going to ask a trivia question coming up. But first, I want you to identify this quarterback that played in the NFL, won 4 Super Bowls. Do you know his name? If you do, you win a big prize from Robert Jeffress and also from Bill Neff.
But the mean things they say, they don't make me feel sad. I can't lose a friend that I never had.
Yep. I got the Lord, and that's enough, that's enough, that's enough.
Name that quarterback.
And he said,
turned 78 today.
He taught me, he's my keeper. Oh, Jake, he's my guy.
And I can feel the Lord calling.
Can you name that quarterback? If you can, you get the Bill Neff Morning by Morning devotional from Charles Spurgeon and the hardback edition of Jesus and the End Times from Dr. Robert Jeffress. For WRJZ Joy Radio, the number 865-342-5620. Whoever that quarterback was, he was singing with Jake Hess back then. What else? That's pretty good stuff, isn't it? I like that. I think that's a good song. But who is it? 865-342-5620. Who was a 4-time Super Bowl winner that was also a gospel singer? A lot of people didn't know he could sing. 865. He still does today some at 78 years old. 865-34. You'll see him on football programs occasionally throughout the fall. 865-342-5620 for Jesus in the End Times. Hardback edition. Well, there it is. From Dr. Robert Jeffress and Bill Neff's Morning by Morning, which are devotionals put together, 365 of them for the morning-by-morning devotional person like you, from Charles Spurgeon, 865-342-5620. If you could name who that was that could also sing gospel music, you'll be the winner. Coming up in a few moments, why are we in this heat dome? We'll talk to the expert on that at WRJZ. It's now 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. I am Bob Bell, 72 degrees here in downtown Knoxville. 70 degrees in Powell, likewise 71 degrees in Oak Ridge. We're back in just a few moments, hopefully with your answer at 865-342-5620, Bob's Big Challenge.
Wonders never cease. Like, how can they let him on the air? The Bob Bell Show continues.
Y'all don't know that, but that is Dave Clabo stepping off the bus at Six Flags. He looks like an old man of about 80 years old. And then this music starts to play. And there's Clabo dancing around, celebrating at WRJZ. Because it's Wednesday, hump day. And God has brought us through these hot days. hopefully we'll get some information on what's going on, you know, in the weather and the upper atmosphere. Also, tropical storms and things like that at WRJZ Joy Radio. I am Bob Bell, 72 degrees here in Knoxville. We go to our weather expert coming up in just a few seconds, hopefully. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll have to wait on that. Okay. All right. I'll text him because he gave us the go-ahead and said it's okay. Anyway, we'll catch up with him, though, because there's none better than Mike Witcher, a man there's no Witcher. So if we can, let's go ahead and play that gospel song one more time so people can identify this quarterback from the NFL who's also a gospel singer.
Sad. I can't lose a friend that I never had. I got the Lord, and that's enough, that's enough, that's enough.
I got the Lord, that's enough.
He raised me, and he saved me. He bought me, he taught me. He's my keeper.
The number is 865-342-5620. Get this book, Jesus Revealed in the End Times. Hope for today from one who holds our future. Dr. Robert Jeffress. Also, I got the book Morning by Morning from Bill Neff, which is a devotional day by day for and from Charles Spurgeon. It's really good. All right here at WRJZ, Joy Radio, 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. So the number is 865-342-5620, 342-5620, as we give you an opportunity to win. So, meanwhile, here's the message. Dude, this is Witcher, right? Dude, no, he's not. Oh, he may be calling you. Or that's probably some winner. Got tied up with my kid and not doing his homework. I remember being a dad. For WRJZ, Jesus Revealed in the End Times from Robert Jeffress, plus the devotional from Bill Neff. 78 years old. Who is at their turn 78? NFL quarterback. I did say he won 4 Super Bowls.
Anyway,
if you could name him, you're on. So let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on the Bob Bell Show. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, fellas.
How you doing, man?
Oh, living the dream.
Of course. That's what everybody says. So we'll see if you really would. These are two great books, so I love this. Even Jesus Revealed in the End Times is a great one you'll sort of devour. But it's hardback edition. It's first edition from Robert Jeffress and the devotional. Now, who is it that also is a gospel singer but won 4 Super Bowls, now commenting on Fox? Who is it?
I believe that's Terry Bradshaw.
It is the Terry Bradshaw. Congratulations. I got the Lord, and that's enough, that's enough, that's enough. For WRJZ, it's now 6:45. So, Scott, you hang on. Don't go anywhere. We will get you outfitted right with today's prize package. How's that sound, Scotty?
I appreciate it. I believe, I may be wrong, that I think one of his daughters married one of Jake Hess's sons, I believe.
You know,
I may be wrong, but I think that's the case.
I'll have to get on the Google machine and find that out. That's a good. That's interesting if that happened. And that's good because, Lord knows, Terry needs all the influence he can get.
So, yes, he does.
Hang on, Scott. Don't go anywhere. Dave will get some more information from you at WRJZ, Joy Radio, and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. We're all over the world at WRJZ.com. Terry Bradshaw, to me, was a guy that's easy to pull for. Many of you all know a man by the name of Phil Robertson. Phil Robertson passed away a year and a half ago from Duck Dynasty. Phil was a fantastic quarterback in college. He was going to start for his college team. He was going to be perhaps a real possibility, even for a Heisman, even at a small school where he was playing. Because he got to play a lot of large schools. Phil was very talented. Could really throw the ball. Sometimes at practice, Phil Robertson would look up and see ducks flying by, near Metairie, Louisiana, not far from where his school was, in Monroe. And he would get this urge. One day he quit football and started making duck calls full time. He'd been doing it as a boy anyway. And for Duck Dynasty, the rest, as they say, is history. The young man who took his place as the starting quarterback for his university was none other than Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw would graduate college and move on to the university, well, move on to Pittsburgh, where he was a four-time Super Bowl winner for the Pittsburgh Football Steelers. 6:48 at WRJZ, coming back in just a few moments with Food for the Soul. This one comes from the one and only Jack Hibbs. It's all waiting for us here at WRJZ Joy Radio.
Renowned theologian William Barclay said,
"If we are to accept the teaching of Jesus at all, then the only test of the reality of a man's religion is his attitude toward his fellow men. At our station, we encourage you to love everyone around you,
even those who might be a bit harder to love.
We're Joy Radio."
Welcome in. It's now 6:53, 7 away from 7. My friend and meteorologist Mike Witcher has made it. Ah, the travails of being a dad in 2026. You're a tremendous man there, Ward Cleaver.
Well, I appreciate that. What I do?
Well, you're just being a dad, trying to make sure homework's done and all that good stuff.
That's right. That's right. I'm trying to get them off to school here, my friend.
Trying to make sure people are held accountable. That's you know, those short people around your house, they can be fun to deal with sometimes, you know.
Yeah, they can. You know that.
Yep. Done it before. So we're...
You've been there, done that, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, my kids are in their 30s, so I just sit there and, you know, now they're going through it. So I just look at them and go, meh. Sure. Yeah. Say, hey, have a good day at school, kids.
Tell them exactly.
Uncle Bob said bye.
Right. Oh,
for
man.
WRJZ. So we're in a heat dome.
Are in a heat dome.
How in the world did we get out of this heat dome? Can we get out of this? Where's the cool weather?
Yeah, it's nowhere near in our sights here, Bob. You know, here's the deal. We have this big ridge of high pressure that's just kind of been building on, and it's been anchored over the Four Corners for, you know, much of the summer, really, because we had that northwesterly flow that brought us the storms, which actually, quick side note, August was the third stormiest month on record.
It was stormy.
It was like 1950, yeah. So it's crazy. Just we had a lot of storm reports, a lot of wind damage reports. So when they looked at the data, it was just that northwesterly flow. But that ridge has now built its way over our area that's bringing us the heat. So, yeah, well, the calendar does say meteorological fall. It's not quite there yet. But just realize, too, on average, the month of September, the month of October, and the month of November, on average, we lose 10 degrees for an average high temperature. Well, our average high right now is 87. Mm-hmm. By the end of the month, we'll be down to 77.
Yeah.
By the end of October, we're down to 66.
Yeah.
By the end of December, we're down to 56.
Woo! That's when this polar bear starts to rejoice.
Yeah, exactly.
See, now, I did not know that. So, on average, these 3 months, we lose 10 degrees. Keep that in mind, on average. So, there's hope. Don't worry about it. I do remember on October 4th, I can't remember the exact year, but it was one year when one of the high school teams that I was calling football for was playing down at Silverdale, and it was October 4th, kickoff time. It was 90 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Oh.
They had thunderstorms that night. We had to come back Saturday afternoon and finish the game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was 95, and it was unbearable. It was crazy. And, I mean, I was in a sweat box, press box, that didn't even have a fan. I was just there.
No.
I was roasting like a big almond. It was funny.
Makes me think of all these people who are in attics and stuff like that fixing our AC
Yeah. It's all summer long, you know? It's like, whoop.
We appreciate you. For those of you, for those of you at City Heating and Air Conditioning, my friend Mike Davis and all you techs, I love you.
I love Mike Davis.
Isn't he great? He's Air Force.
He installed my whole home generator for my studio. So,
He took care of you, didn't he?
He did indeed.
There you are. Well, you take care of the rest of us, and we appreciate you. Keep up the good work. Hey, there's better days ahead, so, and it will cool down just a little bit next week, won't it?
A little bit. Low 90s. I mean, we'll get rid of this extreme heat, but the problem is this ridge might retrograde moving back to our west. Big words here this morning. But it may start to work its way back east by the middle and latter part of next week. So while we may get lose a little bit of that grip of the extreme heat through the weekend into the start of next week, by the end of next week, we may be back into the oven.
I'm ready for December 3rd where it's 34 degrees and threatening snow.
Oh, hey, easy. We'll get there. You'll be complaining about that weather too, Bob.
No, I won't. No, I will not. You, other people will. Bob will not. Me and Dave, we're going to be like, it's okay. We're fine.
It's like you can't complain about the weather. You can't change it, so there's no complaining about something you can't change, right?
It's what a great president would say. I wanted to say, I don't know if it was... No, I wouldn't say it was Mark Twain that said that. Everybody complains about the weather, but nobody changes it. Could be Mark Twain. I'll have to look it up. But you give me a lot of Google machine material. I appreciate it. And you keep up the good work, Mike. We'll have your app on our phone for sure. Take care, my friend.
All right. My friends, you guys have a good day.
Yes, sir. Mike Witcher, ladies and gentlemen, helping us out at WRJZ Joy Radio at 6:58. 2 minutes now away from 7 o'clock. I got a Fox update at the top of the hour. You know that the United States military for right now has finished their latest rounds of attacks on some of the suspected IRGC positions where they have launched, you know, occasionally a rocket here, a rocket there, whatever they're able to grab, they throw up in the air and make us respond to. You know why? You know why they do that? It's kind of interesting. This isn't even a political statement. The IRGC throws a rocket up in the air and somebody shoots it down. It rarely has an effect on anybody, but every time they're able to throw a rocket up in the air, no matter what it is or where it's at, near the Strait of Hormuz, gas prices go up by 20 cents. Then over the next 3 days, it'll come back down by 20 cents. And they'll look, this is the game they're playing. They'll look and say, oh, gas prices are getting too low. Throw another rocket up. We don't have any more. Find one. You know, I'm just... where's Hamed? He was gone a long time ago. You know, I couldn't imagine some of the things taking place.
Buy another rocket. Yes.
You mean from me?
My gas prices go up 20 cents.
Yeah. That's it's a game. It's a horrible game.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
I saw the gas prices over at a gas station the other day, what, $3 and something a gallon?
Well, now we're back up to $3.79. In East Tennessee. My favorite place still has it at 3:41 today, and I already got mine yesterday, 7 o'clock.
Well, I could use that few cents discount on it.
Well, if you go 17 gallons, and it's a 70 or 60 or 30%, 30 cent difference, it adds up.
Well, you have to also look at the truck drivers who have to pay for diesel fuel. That was $5.
Yes, correct.
$5 a gallon for that stuff.
It takes diesel fuel to get your celery to the market and your bacon as well. For WRJZ, 7 o'clock, WRJZ Knoxville, the Bob Bell Show continues after Fox News. We've got traffic and weather and much, much more. Stand by, 865-342-5620. For WRJZ, Joy Radio, good morning. 72 degrees at 7:04, 4 minutes after 7. You know, back at 5 a.m. yesterday morning, I'm sitting there in the control room, minding my own business, doing show prep. You know how it is, Dave. Minding my own business. We've prayed. We've had a good start to show prep. And all of a sudden, I start seeing these alerts. Come up first on Channel 8, then on Channel 10, then on Channel 6. The alert said Lenoir City will not have school today. That's yesterday. So they didn't go to school yesterday. What in the world's going on? So I looked further. Not one, but six buses caught on fire. At first, they thought 10 were on fire. There were four other buses affected, but they weren't on fire. So it took about 20 minutes to put those six buses out. And they had to cancel school yesterday because a ton of kids that were supposed to be transported by bus were not going to be able to, of course. So today, Lenora City Schools back in session today. If you're waiting to get up, get up. Don't do it. Just go. It's time to get your cereal and go.
Have they done a full investigation, called the fire marshal or anything like that?
They've called them. They're still investigating. What they have determined, it was a mechanical problem on one of the buses that started the fire.
Uh-oh.
And as you and I stated yesterday, isn't it wonderful that they discovered this at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
And something happened then rather than a bus was en route with a bunch of children on board. Mm. You know, I'm so glad. So you could look at it and look at the beautiful, faithful hand of God as he made sure our children were safe. So they borrowed some buses, it sounds like, from their neighbor, which is Loudoun County Schools, Lenore City, Loudoun County, very close. You know, they're all there together. So they borrowed some buses, and they're back in school today at the regular time. But still, if you put your children on a bus and you knew that one of them just suddenly caught fire the day before, you kind of go, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It kind of amazes me that how the other buses, or well, what caused the other, did the other buses have mechanical problems, or did the fire just spread?
Spread. Chain reaction.
Well.
So you get several hundred degrees going, and all of a sudden you got a gasoline tank, and something's burning near the gasoline tank of another bus that's adjacent to. If you look on the bus lot, you see how close they are parked together.
Yeah.
These bus drivers are amazing. What they can do when they put these buses so close together so they can fit them in a small space, and they're able to pull out every day without knocking a mirror off or something. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know either.
But they do it.
I'm wondering if some of those buses are repairable, or if they just insurance just totaled them out.
Don't know. That's a good question. The other thing is, we find out that school buses, generally speaking, go for $140,000 to $180,000 each.
Wow.
So, Claybo, if you got a couple of million dollars burned a hole in your pocket, go ahead and make a donation if you don't mind. Just take care of that. I mean, I could write a check, but it's going to bounce everywhere. No, I mean, hopefully somebody can help out with that, even in the private sector, if they could. That would be wonderful. But Lenore City Schools, they are going back today. From WRJZ, we talked about the medic situation, which is they're going to use an opportunity for you to skip the prize. So when you go to medic, and I'm on Eliquis, so I'm not eligible, and it breaks my heart. But when you go to medic and you give blood at Medic Regional Blood Donor Center on Ayler Avenue, or one of the mobile buses that come by, okay? You usually get a T-shirt and some cookies and stuff like that, or maybe a squishy or something that's kind of a fun toy. I got several medic T-shirts from back when I used to give before my heart attack. And so you can skip that prize, which is worth about $5 or $6, and that $5 will go directly to the Imagination Library, which is a brainchild of Dolly Parton many years ago. Dolly used to watch her dad fake it. He could not read. And he would do his best to see things in context. He's a very smart man. Mr. Ed Parton, I think. Very, very smart man. He could make you think he could read, but he could not read. And it used to pain her, and I'm sure it stuck with her all through her adult years till she finally established the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So they're going to make a donation to make sure that that library and the mailing out of books that takes place every month continues. WRJZ, Joy Radio, 865-342-5620. What are you thankful for this Wednesday?
The Bob Bell Show. If you ain't tuned in, well, bless your heart.
There were a number of people searching over the weekend for a young man in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, both the North Carolina and Tennessee side. An answered prayer here, they found him, alive and well. He's fine. He's all right. Felt like he said he heard voices that God wanted him to see more of the mountains because Jesus is coming back. And so we don't know if it was a mental issue or he really hurt. I don't know. They could not locate him, though, for quite some time. They found him. He's okay. So there's good news here. You know, I talked about why we didn't get too deep into the Clancy trial of the young mom who strangled her three kids. Some people are saying, well, obviously then she didn't strangle him. Well, no, she did. There's no debate about that. That's not debated. The question is, did she know right from wrong? And so there's a very, very rare condition called postpartum psychosis. Postpartum depression, both of my daughters and my wife, they went through that. Other men that I've talked to, their wives have gone through that, and you deal through it. The fact is, Dolly Parton's mom had a severe battle with postpartum depression, it was said, and she had 12 children. 12. Dolly was number 4. I don't want to get into that because I just think it's rather obvious, and I'll let you figure that out. But we need to pray for those that are left behind because there's a lot of hurting people. In that trial brings up everything from, what is it, 3 years ago? Yeah. Tyler Robinson will go on trial for the murder of Charlie Kirk, which he should. That was determined finally yesterday, almost a year after he murdered Charlie Kirk. So here we are. And so he could get the death penalty. I could get your thoughts on that, but I do want to keep it positive, though. That's good. Justice is being administered. It's just so slow. So slow. So later on, I'm going to tell you a story about Pheidippides. For those of you who are having a hard time hanging on, taking the next step. And I only learned about Pheidippides just a few years ago. I actually never learned about him in school. I wish I had have. It should be a history lesson for everyone to see. It's very encouraging, but that's all coming up a little bit later. Meanwhile, coming up at 11:45 today are Joy Radio Ministry of the Month, Steve Brown and Key Life. Now, did you say Steve's going to be on with us next Tuesday? Is that right? Next Tuesday, 7 o'clock hour. Steve Brown on my phone for the whole hour. Well, Bob, I could just imagine. But we're going to have a great time speaking with him and, you know, gaining some encouragement from him as well. But today at 11:45, he talks about the things that aren't easy, the belief, the walk. If somebody tells you that, you know, you just trust Jesus and your ice cream will taste better, the air will smell gooder, and I mean, there's people that do that. Your money will increase. And here's Steve with a real perspective and the joy that's real from following Christ.
They would often apologize for being so critical of what I had taught them in class. Actually, I had just disabused them of false expectations. And that's what I'm going to do for you. I'm doing it in the book. I'm doing it on this broadcast. And we're doing it for the next week or so. And by the way, we do, as Christians, sometimes have expectations that have been given to us by teachers who told us that God always wanted us happy and healthy and wealthy. And that's not true. Jesus said that the road was hard. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Jesus said, if they hated me, they will hate you. And this isn't a fun subject, but it's a, but it's important.
It's not a fun subject, but it's extremely important. Think about these things. From WRJZ Joy Radio, it's a pleasure to have you along. Welcome in. 16 minutes after 7. Temperature again, 72 degrees. It is sticky out there. It's going to be hot and muggy again today. Highs expected to be in the mid-90s. I say that because there are some people that have to do some things outside. Remember, Tanya was telling you yesterday, it's really a good idea. Get out and do some things in the morning while you can. But I was driving around. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was thinking inside my air conditioning car, you know, and I was thanking God for that. But I looked outside, it just looks hot. Then you look at your thermometer on your car, and it says 96. And it's like, good gravy. Here it is, the 1st of September. You're driving around, 96 degrees, or at least where I was. And you're thinking, you're just wilting. Then you drive somebody who's just sitting by the road. You know that they're probably unhoused or homeless. I don't say unhoused. They were homeless. Sitting there in full long pants, long sleeve shirt, backpack next to him, but he's sitting on the curb. At least he had some sort of drink, maybe a Sprite or something in his hand. How hot must that be? You start to think. Later on Friday, we're going to talk about ministering to the least, last, and lost, to the least of these, and what it means, what Jesus meant. My friend Marcy Sither is going to have a great understanding of that. So we also talk about the birthday of CARM, Knox Area Rescue Ministries. All of that coming up on Friday, right here at WRJZ. We are going to have the 12 days of Christmas. Here's the deal. Want to feel a little bit cooler? How about this? There are 17 more Wednesdays till Christmas. So, does that make you feel better? 17 more Wednesdays until Christmas. Enjoy the ones you have in front of you. Oh, for WRJZ Joy Radio, 3 more days till it's football time in Tennessee. Imagine all the athletes that are playing this weekend, whether it's college or high school football, how much water they're going to have to drink, how much hydration. Now, what we do is we pray for everybody, including elected officials. Dr. Pat Paul is going to help us pray in just a few moments over one of our elected officials. That's also in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
It's not like where I have to change the channel because it's boring, and it helps me grow.
Listeners, find something here this September they won't find anywhere else.
I work on construction, so I like that calm that it gives me after a hectic day.
This is Joy Radio.
Do you remember? Yes. Joy Radio. WRJZ 102.5 FM. Here in the beautiful city of Knoxville. Right now, we got a little bit of relief. It's like 72 degrees. We got cloudy skies. The heat hasn't built up yet, but it's coming. Oh, don't forget, Medics Skip the Gift coming up on Friday. We'll talk to Christy Altman about it. She'll talk about what it means to skip the gift. That means if you get a T-shirt or something, just skip it and make a donation automatically to Imagination Library in honor of Dolly Parton. It's a good thing to do. Do you know that I was going to tell you about Pheidippides? I thought that's a cool name. Pheidippides, a trained runner, 490 B.C., that's 490 years B.C. The trained runner named Pheidippides of Athens. That's not Athens, Tennessee. That's Athens, Greece. Was sent on a mission to seek help. There was an invading army from Persia that was coming in. And they needed help to protect themselves. Pheidippides left Marathon. Mark that down. Pheidippides left Marathon for the city of Sparta, 26 miles away. Under religious law, he could not get the needed help until after the next full moon. And so on September 4, 2 days later, he ran 26 miles again, returning to Marathon without Spartan troops. The Athenians were still able to win the battle at Marathon. Wounded and near death, Pheidippides took to the road again, running to Athens to carry the news of the victory. Pheidippides' last words, "Rejoice, we are victorious." Then he died. How about that? In honor of Pheidippides, the 26-mile marathon became part of the Olympic Games in 1896. See, you don't just learn normal stuff here. You learn really good stuff. These are things that make you much smarter. Pheidippides, you're about to give up. You're a mile marker number 99 in your life, and you don't like it. Something's happened. Get up and let's take one more step.
When you're talking about stuff like that, why do I all of a sudden think about the movie 300?
This is Sparta!
Spartans.
A lesson in masculinity.
I think of Webb.
And testosterone. You know?
Well, sure. Sure.
They were the most masculine men. I mean, they...
I guess they were.
They fought.
Well, they did. You know, there's something to that opening to All in the Family. When girls were girls and men were men. I know, there's some people that just threw something at their radio. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Because that song, even though I didn't sing, it's going to get stuck in your head. So
when I heard that, I, of course, as a kid, you don't understand exactly some of the stuff that they're saying, but because they're saying it so, I don't know.
Well, here's the deal.
Slung together.
There's a lot of horrible things that Carol O'Connor, as Archie Bunker said. Carol O'Connor, by the way, himself was a very liberal person. Very liberal actor, very good at it, probably one of the finer actors of comedy ever. But the fact is, there are also some deep truths. We long for the days, like somebody got all over Nate Bargatze for showing up at a fighting event because the president was there too, and he was in close proximity to the president. He wasn't with the president, he was in close proximity to the president, and people went online and just scorched him. Because it looked like he was a Trump supporter. Well, he was not wearing a MAGA hat. He wasn't. There was nothing. And some other comedian said, how come we can't just go to things? How come we just can't go to the races or go to the fights or whatever the case may be?
Oh, there was.
And just enjoy ourselves.
There was someone at one time that got kind of up in arms on former President George W. Bush sitting with who? Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres, sure.
At a football game. I think it was a football game.
I was thankful they were sitting together.
Yeah, they're talking. And they look like they were just having a good time, like friends talking.
You mean like one human being to another?
Exactly.
I'll be dogged.
Exactly.
I mean,
But everybody just went, ah!
Well, especially with President Trump, it's like, some people, you got to love him, or they hate you. Or you got to hate him, or they hate you. It's like, stop this. Stop it.
Well, as it says,
Trumpy, he can defend himself. What we need to do is make sure we stand for what's right.
Can't please.
If he's doing something that's wrong, then call it out. If he's doing something that's right, call it out. Whatever the case may be, the problem is we can't agree. Now, Trump has strong leadership stances and capabilities, and that makes some people mad because he looks too confident, and so. For some people, especially in Hollywood, where we have, shall we say, emasculated ourselves for sure. We have. A strong leader like a Captain Kirk type is not appreciated. You know, when Captain Kirk, when there was an emergency on the bridge and it came time to take action, Spock, you do this. Uhura, get so-and-so on the horn. Blah, 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 blah. You know, Sulu, set your course for this, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he just barked out orders because all of his training kicked in, and in his male dominance, whatever you want to call it, he started spitting out orders because he was in charge. He had to lead.
That's what I liked about the original Star Trek, because it had rank structure.
Yes.
It had rank structure.
Yes.
And you knew that and as soon as Captain Kirk came on the bridge, you'd hear, "Captain on the bridge."
That man's in charge.
Yeah.
There you are. 7:30 at WRJZ. Your thoughts about all that stuff, you can dial us up. You can feel free to email me anytime you want to at bbell@wrjz.com. But you can call me, 865-342-5620. Have we gone too far in emasculating our society? Can we bring it back? Or do we go too far? See, some people are worried about, they want to be toxic. Okay. Time now for the latest in news, brought to you by a real man who's married to a real woman. By the way, he's a real good guy. Gary and Rhonda, the Thurmans. Guardian Investment Advisors.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Call me crazy, call me fool. I'm scared because I know the truth.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna run, ain't gonna hide, ain't gonna change my mind.
She's a rebel. That's right, girl. Joy Radio, WRJZ. The sun is out. Here we are at 72 degrees. Good to have you along. It's going to warm up. It's going to get hot again, just like it was yesterday. For Joy Radio, WRJZ, there is so far no charges in that Sunday night road rage event, Tazewell Pike. So we'll watch that story for you. Still no absolute conclusion. What in the world happened with the Lenoir City buses yesterday when six of them caught on fire and were destroyed? Now, are they total losses? Dave asked. I don't know. Good question. Today is also the birthday. This makes my heart hurt when I see this. Krista McAuliffe was born on this date in 1948, teacher astronaut with Challenger. It was she who was on the space shuttle with others, January 28th. 1986, when it exploded. Meanwhile, Mark Harmon, the actor, turned 75 today on the celebrity birthday list. Yeah. I can't hear this without seeing him bring some sort of big slurpy gulpy thing to Abby. Like, here's your reward for solving this crime. Getting all the information together. Mark Harmon. Jethro.
Or he has to give her the caffeinated drink to keep her going.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is hilarious.
Do you know he also starred in Moonlighting? I didn't know that.
No.
Yeah, he had a part in Moonlighting.
He was also in Adam 12. He's a lot younger then.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Adam 12. Saint Elsewhere he was in.
Now, that I didn't know. I forgot about it.
Wyatt Earp, I knew about that.
Yep.
Jimmy Connors, the great tennis champ, 74 today. You can't be serious. No, that's John MacArthur. No, that's not John MacArthur. That's John McEnroe.
That's cannot be serious.
That guy. Steve Porcaro, keyboardist with Toto, 69 today on the celebrity birthday list. Steve Porcaro. You know, I heard a big choir do this one time. It was great. Because they started breaking these four parts like that. Oh, man. But that keyboard you hear all through this song, that's Steve Porcaro. 69 today, WRJZ, good morning. As my mom would say, we're glad you were born. So streaming on WRJZ starts for the game tomorrow at 5. WRJZ terrestrially, that's the FM stations and the AM 620 will carry regular programming, Janet Parshall, as well as Growing for Life with Dr. Rocky Ramsey, 6 to 6:30. At 6:30, our stations will take over. Pre-game, Carson Newman football actually will be in the middle of the first quarter. So you'll pick it up right there. Dave, of course, Cavalier, Adam Cavalier will have the broadcast right here at WRJZ. It's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Game of the Week. And we're so glad to be partnering with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So we're building young men and women to follow Christ wherever they are. NIL or no NIL, follow Christ first and foremost. So are we emasculating our society? How do we stop it? 865-342-5620.
Somewhere between sundown and Seymour and high noon in Halls, it's Bob Bell.
Make the most of your time while you're here. WRJZ, Joy Radio. Minute by minute, he knows every breath you take. It's always a great reminder to continually read Psalm 139. But I've had people say, why do you read these things over and over? Well, I don't know about you, but I haven't memorized the entire Bible yet. But I'm supposed to chew on that like a cow chews its cud. Now 71 degrees at WRJZ.
Times before, girl, don't you worry.
Minute by minute.
I don't need this love. I don't need your hand. I know I could turn.
All right, so I'm going to draw a few different conclusions as we talk about the emasculation of America, the emasculation of our society. And we have been told that standing up. Now, listen, bullying people is that's not masculine. Girls can bully too. I don't know if you know this. Some of the meanest bullies I've seen were young ladies. So that's not exclusively held to just males. That's not masculine. Getting drunk and hitting people and starting fights in bars, that's not masculine either. That's what a lot of people thought was masculine. There were parts about John Wayne that were very masculine, for real. There were things about John Wayne and his characters that he played as an actor that were not real, number one. Number two, they weren't masculine. They were just perceived as masculine. But knowing that you are created in a way, even from your cardiovascular system, this is why we don't have men in women's sports, or we shouldn't. Your cardiovascular system's a little bit different than a woman if you're a man. Women are certainly made to nurture, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's like I told my wife, I thank God that he's not allowed me to have to go through a joint replacement yet. At this particular age. And then I followed up by saying, honey, I think God just doesn't want to hear it. He knows he's going to hear some whining from me. And that's, you look at my wife and her recovery from knee surgery, knee replacement, it's astounding. She hurt and she hurt and she went through pain. It's not that women somehow succumb to pain worse than men. They don't. Women sometimes endure some of the worst pain you can imagine in childbirth. But women are also made to nurture. Men are made, and pardon me for how crude this sounds, rise up from behind a rock, kill something, and bring it home. Because God made us that way. We're made to protect. I remember being in Barbados and Bridgetown one year, and it was after a great revival service. And you know what the enemy is going to do after a great revival service, and many people come to faith in Christ. The enemy is going to attack. Well, there were some protesters or somebody, I don't know who they were, in Bridgetown, Barbados, that were trying to get into our car and grab my wife and try to grab me. Now, they try to grab me. That's just dumb. That's a lot of weight for you to drag around. Congratulations. But you're not grabbing my wife. And I was ready to start hitting. But also knew that our friend Patrick Tanis and several of his buddies placed their own bodies between them and my car that we were in to protect. They didn't even think a thing about it. And some of those ne'er-do-wells tried to push them out of the way, and it didn't happen, and the ne'er-do-wells finally gave up and left. Because they weren't very manly at all, frankly. But for some reason, they were trying to get at our women. We don't know if there was something satanic going on. We had no idea. Did not understand. Still to this day, some 22 years later, I still don't know. I don't have no idea what happened. But it was interesting. Because they didn't have a meeting and say, well, I think we probably should stand in between here and here. They just instinctively did it. Because those men were being men. They were meant to protect. They weren't trying to start a fight. Now, for me, you're coming to grab my wife? I don't know what I'm going to look like after, but I'm going to go down swinging. Or I'm not going to go down. Somebody's getting hurt. Somebody's going to the hospital. Could be me. But it ain't going to be her. Know what I'm saying? Is that okay to feel that way? You literally have people walking around on the face of this earth saying, violence. And you'll hear this, and I know what people are trying to say. Violence never solved anything. Well, that's not entirely true. Ask some of our founding fathers. When Patrick Henry said, in honor of our semi-quincentennial, brothers, what would you have? Our men are already dying in the field. Is life so sweet or peace so dear as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. He knew there was a time not to start to antagonize, but to stand up for what's right. And we need to encourage our young men and our older men to do that. Guys, we need to encourage each other, lift each other up. You do that, you watch, our women will encourage us as well. They will. At WRJZ Joy Radio, road rage is not masculinity. Road rage is stupidity. By the way, I've got a little synopsis on that when we return to the Bob Bell Show. Final leg of the Bob Bell Show with this great Wednesday coming up in a few moments. Now, 71 degrees at 7:48.
More variety than a church potluck with less risk of tuna casserole. It's Bob Bell.
Today I've got so much to be thankful for.
Hey, good morning. Are you thankful?
I woke up this morning thinking thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Giving me everything I could ever need and more.
For WRJZ.
I've got so much to be thankful for.
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Hey,
that's a good old hymn, isn't it? I like that. Welcome. I hope you stay cool today. Hope you stay hydrated today. Sun is out now, 72. Register, all you have to do by going to Charmin@CompassionCoalition.org for the annual fundraising luncheon from Compassion Coalition. United in compassion, committed to transformation. Do something. You know, in light of what you hear, you study the Bible up one side and down another, and I think you should. I do. I've got a lot to learn. I'm still learning, and I dig in. But if I'm digging into the Bible and I'm not doing anything about it, who cares? Charmin@CompassionCoalition.org. Charmin is spelled C-H-A-R-M-I-N. Good friend of mine. By the way, SafeTN, protecting students. As the year begins, we're talking about an app that you can get to protect students on their phones. Keep them off there. I don't know what you think the perfect age for getting a child a phone is. I would be interested to know what today's parents or grandparents think. at 865-342-5620. All right, road rage, not a masculine thing. Shows immaturity. Now, sometimes we confuse it because sometimes testosterone arises and pride happens. Usually one dude against another dude. Usually it's dudes. Normally, it's men. That's not a good thing. That's not masculinity. It is toxic, but it's not masculinity. True godly masculinity is strength under control. So yesterday, I'm turning left onto somewhere. The beautiful and lovely and gracious Mrs. Bell and I are going on a date. We're turning left, so we have to slow down to turn left. We have oncoming traffic toward us, correct? Normal. Got to wait, correct? I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and there's this lady following us, driving a much more expensive car than I have. And she's waving her arm. She's like going banana nuts. She's going crazy. I'm turning into a restaurant to have a date with my wife. And I finally turn in because finally the way is clear for me to turn into the parking lot. And as she drives by behind me, I can see in the rearview mirror her throwing up her hands like, I can't believe he stopped to turn left. I don't know what. Now, my reaction, I was dying laughing because I'm at the age now where I'm just going to say, bless your heart, and I'm just going to chuckle at you. I'm not going to get into it. In my 20s, like a lot of people in their 20s, there were times when I could be a hothead. Never forget, not long after I came to faith in Christ, I was picking up my little girl, who is Rebecca Bell at that time. She was 3 years old, so it was 35 years ago. She's 38 these days. So I picked her up from preschool, put her in her little seats, you know, and we're driving home. At a four-way stop, I completely stopped and then proceeded through the four-way. And another guy was coming from another part of the four-way stop, and he blew through it. He didn't stop at a stop sign. And I honked at him. He was in a big old Lincoln, Dave. He had a shirt that looked like yours, except he was about 700 pounds. But anyway, he looked at me in dead square in the eyes, and he told me I was number one, if you know what I mean. And my blood pressure got up, and I was going to, you know, And then I hear this little voice in the back seat. Daddy, what's wrong with that man? And like my shoulders came down, and I went, like that. I said, Becca, he just needs Jesus. And when I said that, it's like I calmed down. And he went on his way. He was still telling me I was number one all the way through the year, looking at me, daring me to come. And I wanted my flesh. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that's not toxic masculinity. That's not masculine for him to do that. For me to have reacted the way that I wanted to would not have been good. But with a word from a little child, and I was able to say, he just needs Jesus. When I said the word Jesus, it was like my whole, I mean, I was probably only like a few months after I had come to faith in Christ. It's been a while. Thank the Lord. For WRJZ, I changed it. She was more like four or five. Because she was able to talk very plainly. Daddy, what's wrong with that man? He just needs Jesus. Anyway, for WRJZ, keep your integrity. A few days ago, I heard Steve Farrar talking on this radio station on Focus on the Family. And he was talking about the importance of integrity in men being like they're supposed to be.
The guy hiring you was probably an idiot in college. He'll appreciate your honesty. But let me tell you something. Don't lie. You say, well, I won't get the job. Let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus will get you a job if you're a man of integrity. By the way, you and your girlfriend, keep your hands off her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're not married to her. She's not yours.
Preach.
You want to be a man of God? You want God to bless your life? Then you seek sexual purity. So, well, we haven't done that. Well, then you start today. You're going to follow Christ. This is the will of God, that you abstain from sexual immorality. You don't excuse it. You don't rationalize it.
Well, what do you mean?
That's what I mean. You say, that's hard. You bet it's hard. And by the way, let me say something to you young ladies. Don't you act cheap. And I'll tell you something else. Don't you dress cheap.
Boy, did he get into some people that time. I'm telling you. But the late, great Steve Farrar, preaching truth at WRJZ. See, we need to be men of integrity, like we talked about so much in the 90s. Then we kind of left it all behind for whatever reason. Even so many of our pastors and leaders, are we praying for them? Or are we just criticizing them when they fall? We better be lifting them up and praying with them and for them. Be encouraged, everyone. Tomorrow, Dr. Todd Hardin is going to talk about what makes people happy. On the Bob Bell Show, we've got other guests as well. It's the Bob Bell Show, 6 to 8 a.m. Thursday on WRJZ. Until then, Bob along with Dave and the rest of the crew saying, hey, go out and do Jesus to someone today.